Thursday in Erev Shabbos, Parashas Shoftim, Shir 59. There was a Bachur in Bnei Brak that was meeting a certain girl in the same city, and they met for a couple of times. The Bachur and his family were ready for the L'chaim, but the young woman and her family were not. And they agreed to discuss it with the Chazon Ish. Originally, the Chazon Ish said that he felt it was a good Shidduch and they should make a L'chaim. But when he saw that the girl's parents were still concerned, the Chazon Ish said that it seemed that they were not meant for each other, and therefore the Shidduch should not take place. The Bachur and his parents thanked the Chazon Ish and left. Before the Bachur and his parents reached their home, the girl and her parents changed their minds. And they decided that this Bachur was the one that this girl needed to marry. And they would proceed with the Shidduch. The Chazon Ish sent a message to the other family to come back, and they made a L'chaim. And the Chazon Ish explained to the Bachur what had happened. He said over a story with Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Reb Chaim was very interested in having his daughter marry a certain Bachur. But each time there seemed to be something else that was stopping the Shidduch. Finally, the boy's mother traveled to Volozhin and they met, but she rejected the Shidduch and she turned to go back home. Reb Chaim told his family that he was certain that the Shidduch would happen anyway. And a short while later, the boy's mother came back and agreed to the Shidduch. She explained that when she left the town, the wagon that she was riding on kept having one issue after another, and she realized that this must be because of her decision, and she decided to go back and do the Shidduch. And Reb Chaim explained why she changed her mind. Because the Mishnah in Avos says that a person should make the Ribbono Shel'Olam's Ratzon like his Ratzon. And he should be Mevatel his Ratzon in front of the Ribbono Shel'Olam's Ratzon. And then the Ribbono Shel'Olam will be Mevatel other people's Ratzon in front of his Ratzon. When you are willing to give up your desires and your will for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel'Olam will make sure that other people are Mevatel their will for you. And Reb Chaim explained that when he saw that the Shidduch wasn't working out, he decided to be Mevatel his will in front of the Ribbono Shel'Olam. And he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what's best. Whatever you decide, I accept with love. Once he changed his attitude, the Ribbono Shel'Olam caused the other side to experience a change of heart, and they agreed to the Shidduch. The Chazon Ish explained the Ribbono Shel'Olam was waiting for this Bachur to nullify his will in front of the Ribbono Shel'Olam and accept whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Once he accepted the Ribbono Shel'Olam's Ratzin, the Ribbono Shel'Olam caused the girl's family to experience a change of heart. And that's why they came back to do the Shidduch. And that is a very important concept in life in general. When we are willing to be Mevatel our Ratzin in front of the Ribbono Shel'Olam, when we accept a decision that the Ribbono Shel'Olam made. Of course, when it comes to the future, we always have bitachin that the Ribbono Shel'Olam will send the Yeshua. But we accept the current situation because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That is a very powerful force to bring us a Yeshua.